everybody, I forgot to mention it on the show, but I'm going to be live on Thursday night with Catherine Holmes. That's right, the Cat Show. Live Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It's going to be an open question and answer. Anything you've ever wanted to ask. Some people said to me, Martin, do you mind if I ask you a personal question? I said, I don't have time for anything else but personal questions. So if you want your personal, even personal on the scriptures. There's a lot of scriptural topics that are very personal. Anyway, no holds barred. I'll get into whatever you want to get into. If I don't like it, I'll just shut it down. That's all. That's not going to be a problem. This Thursday, I'll put the date down here. There will be a link at my homepage. There will be a link at martinhunter.com Thursday, 7 o'clock p.m. I will be live. How you doing, gentlemen? Good. So, hope to see you there. Don't be shy. I'm not.
3, 2, 1.
Well, after I interrupted myself for a day to talk about the delicious topic of being in the end days, the last days of Eon 3, and yes, even 100 years ago, were the last days of Eon 3. I mean, this is when God decided to pull the trigger and give those who love His Word an accurate translation. And since that time, since the early 1900s, I would say that in this generation, more people have heard the evangel than in any generation. I'm not saying they've all believed it, but we have a good translation, and now we have the internet, and so the word is out there. But again, just because it's out there doesn't mean it's being believed. But there, I interrupted myself talking about how I was interrupting myself. Today's show is going to be about the lure of family, the problem of family, the problem many of us have with the idea of leaving our families behind. I know this has nothing to do with the unscriptural three-ring circus that Christianity has made the Snatching Away with their Left Behind series. Anyone who thinks that we're talking about the rapture here, no, we're talking about the snatching away. That's the scriptural term. The rapture is a term I hate because I don't even know where the King James got that translation from. The Greek word is harpazio. It means to snatch, to really violently snatch something. It was used to describe a wolf who snatches up a lamb. Hungry like the wolf. Grab it, take it. That's snatching away. Where do you get rapture out of that? And there are not 2 billion believers on the earth. There are 2 billion Christians, but Christians are not believers. They believe in the fake Jesus, the pop icon Jesus, and they don't believe any of Paul's gospel. And it is only Paul's gospel. I remind everyone, especially those that are new, haven't heard us before, it is only Paul's gospel where the snatching away of the body of Christ applies. In fact, it is only Paul's gospel where the phrase body of Christ, the reality of the body of Christ, is only in Paul's gospel. Israel types were never called the body of Christ. They're the bride of the lambkin. These are important distinctions that must be made that I've been making for a long time now, and it's only, again, in Paul's gospel that we're dealing with a body of people called the body of Christ. And you say, well, Martin, what about all these billions of Christians? Literally, 2.1 billion Christians. Well, I got something to say about that. But I'll save that for another show. But Christianity is in love with the law and the Ten Commandments, and they are part of the Israel gospel. They are apostate members of the Israel gospel. They will, unless the tribulation intervenes, which I believe it will, they will die like those in Hebrews that Paul describes in the book of Hebrews. They will die having not received the promises. Now, Paul wrote Hebrews, but he didn't write it to the body of Christ. His name is not on the letter. He wrote to the body of Christ, and whenever he did, he wrote mainly to the body of Christ. He wrote one letter that we know of to Israel, to his brethren according to flesh, because he was concerned that they would wonder why the kingdom didn't come when Jesus was on earth, which was a legitimate question. But everywhere his name appears on a letter, it's a letter to the body of Christ. So this snatching away, I find today that it is being doubted. I find it being doubted even by members of the body of Christ. And there's an entire movement, most popularly led today by Clyde Pilkington, who poo-poos the snatching away, calls it the rapture, and relegates it to Israel. That's for Israel. How is that for Israel? And of course, my theory, which I am going to give you pretty decent evidence today, it's not absolute proof, but it certainly backs up my hypothesis that those who grasp at crazy teachings, such as the Acts 28 position or the pre-millennial kingdom, do so in order to get rid of the snatching away. There are several people, I think many people, who don't like the snatching away because they don't want to leave their families, they don't want to leave the earth. Now, when we left off, there was a believer named Steve Martin, who's a defender of Clyde Pilkington, just to remind you, and then we're going to move on, who was dealing with my accusation, really, that these people who want to get rid of half of Paul's letters and want to believe that all members of the body of Christ must die, I accuse them of being comfortable with being on the earth, with dying of natural causes, and wanting to die surrounded by their grandchildren. And he commented on that, Steve Martin did. I know this man, he's a believer, he's a good man. He says, as for wanting to die surrounded by grandchildren, well, isn't that something most of us would find beautiful? And I was shocked at that statement, and I still am. I'm going to move on because I already taught on this, but isn't that something most of us would find beautiful? What, to die surrounded by grandchildren? No, no. I'm repelled by the very thought of it, by the very idea of it. No. See, that's the problem. And this man is in close association with Clyde Pilkington, and I believe Clyde Pilkington thinks the same thing. He would rather die surrounded by grandchildren than be snatched away alive and not have to die. He wants to die. Everybody, this is my hypothesis. Everybody who has, by one means or another, thrown out the snatching away does so because they don't want to be snatched away. Or else they would grasp for doctrines that retain the snatching away, which is the natural reading. The natural reading of Paul retains the snatching away. You have to do unnatural gymnastics with the scriptures. You have to really bend and twist and torture the word of God. You have to tie the word of God to a chair and beat it with a rubber hose in order to get rid of the snatching away. But these people sweat to get rid of the snatching away. As I said, if they really wanted it, they would take the natural reading because there it is in one of Paul's letters. But they don't want the snatching away. They're scared of it, and they would rather die surrounded by grandchildren. Here's a man in that camp saying it would be beautiful. He can say he thinks most people. No, most people don't think like you, Steve. Isn't that something most of us would find beautiful? What would we find beautiful? Wanting to die surrounded by grandchildren, quote unquote. Wanting to die. Wanting to die. Just leave it at that. To hell with the grandchildren. Wanting to die. Not literally. There's no such thing as hell anyway. Sorry. If you don't realize that, get my book, Martin Center Goes to Hell. You will find no grandchildren there. Okay. As for wanting to be surrounded by grandchildren, well, isn't that something most of us would find beautiful? Wanting to die would be beautiful. Isn't that beautiful? Wanting to die? No. He goes on to be at peace with death. I'm not at peace with it. Screw it. I hate it. Not at peace with death. At peace with death. No, death is an enemy. It can go fuck itself. I hate that. Death, go fuck yourself. You're a defeated foe. It's just a matter of time now, sucker. It's just a matter of time now. Oh, peace with death. Got a problem, man. Trusting in the plan of God. Well, how about you trust in the plan of God by reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 4? That's the plan of God, the snatching away. Just trust in the plan of God, Steve. No. You say that that particular plan of God, in a letter by the Apostle Paul, who's our apostle, the apostle of the nations, you don't like that one. So you rather grasp onto unscriptural doctrines invented by people like Otis Sellers and Charles Welch. It's not an act of rebellion. It's a picture of rest. Rest. Again. A picture of rest, wanting to die with your grandchildren. What the hell? What are you talking about? Let me close with this, he says, and you'll be glad I'm closing this particular letter. Clyde Pilgrim doesn't claim to be a prophet or pope, unlike me, I know. He's just a man who loves the scriptures, who isn't afraid to change his mind when he's wrong. No, he's not even willing to consider that he's wrong. I have not found Clyde ever receptive to correction. Not once have I found him to be receptive to correction. So he doesn't put himself in a position where he can change his mind. Because he's just focused on what he teaches and that's it. He's not going to look to the left or to the right. He's just a man who loves the scripture, isn't afraid to change his mind when he's wrong. He's not willing to listen to the very even the possibility that he's wrong. And who seeks to walk in grace, not fear. Yes, he does that. He walks in grace. Fear? Yeah, I don't know. I think he's afraid of the snatching away, honestly. Quoting now, you don't have to agree with him. Thank you. But calling him the most divisive man in church history? That says more about the speaker than it does about Clyde. I didn't call him the most divisive man in church history. He's the most divisive man I've ever seen that I am acquainted with in my lifetime. As far as, he's not purposely dividing people. He's just has a bunch of weird teachings, 14 weird teachings. And so he might be the most divisive man in church history. I'm not saying that he is. I'm not accusing him of being that. But in my, according to my perception here, he certainly supports and defends more sects, 14 to name some of them, there might be more, than any man I've known. So, I don't know. We'll find out. That says more about the speaker than it does about Clyde. It's just my opinion. I'm not claiming it to be fact. Let's remember, Stephen finishes this way, Steve does, we are not defined by our disagreements, but by our love. Love's great. May we all be known more for the way we treat one another than for the precision of our theology. This sounds a little lovey-dovey to me. I mean, in a Hallmark sort of way, in a kumbaya sort of way, I think we need to be more concerned about the precision of our theology. That's a mature disposition. And the way we treat one another, it should just flow out of that, even when we have disagreements. I have disagreements with many people, but I treat them well. How have I treated Clyde poorly? Everyone has said, Martin, you've done this very respectfully. You always say how much you love Clyde. You say what a great father he is, what a great husband he is. You have nothing but great things to say about him. You just disagree with his teachings. How am I treating him poorly? I'm not treating him poorly. Okay, so there's that. With grace and peace, a fellow seeker of truth. Now, wait till you hear these letters I have received. And this, to me, supports my contention that the family issue has a big thing to do with this snatching away. This is from someone named Kun Kun, K-U-N-K-U-N, 6562. Quite an inventive name there, Kun Kun. I don't know who Kun Kun is. Kun Kun is certainly welcome to comment on my channel and has. I'm going to treat this person as a man. There's a picture of a man, a little icon. I don't know if that's him or what. People use different pictures for themselves and different names. Kun Kun. I don't know who this is. He starts this way. And I can't remember what show this is commenting on. It doesn't really matter. I can't lie. Oh, good. You're just like George Washington then. I can't lie. Clyde just seems more realistic and selfless. Seems more realistic. How is Clyde more realistic than I am when he grabs on to a teaching, for instance, the premillennial kingdom, where Israel is going to have a 500-year kingdom before the millennium. A doctrine invented by Otis Sellers, a bald guy with glasses. I'm not disparaging any bald people with glasses. I'm just describing the man. I've seen a picture of him. Who, the disparagement starts here, also believes in eternal torment, free will, and the Trinity. Okay, that's not very realistic to believe. Oh, yeah, you're going to find out more. Kun Kun doesn't think what he calls the rapture is realistic. I can't lie, Clyde just seems more realistic and selfless. Well, perhaps he is. I don't know. You've been waiting 40 years and nothing has happened. There it is. There we go. There it is. You've been waiting 40 years and nothing has happened! Exclamation point. Oh, what we have here is a scoffer. Scoffer alert.
Scoffer alert. Scoffer alert. Scoffer alert.
Peter talked about you in his letter. It says in the last days, scoffers will be coming with their scoffing. Here's one now. It's Kun Kun.
Scoffer alert.
He's a scoffer. You've been waiting 40 years and nothing has happened. What does that prove? He's speaking about the snatching away. Nothing has happened. Like, yes, and your point would be what? It could happen tomorrow, the snatching away. Then what do you have to say? I'm willing to wait 40 more years. I don't want to, but that would put me at 105 years old. I could be 105 years old and still be waiting for the snatch away. And your point would be what, Kun Kun? Oh, you scoffer. You see, Clyde's more realistic because he does away. And here's another thing. Here's another thing. I've also posited this to you over the years, as did the people who discard the snatching away. It's too fantastic for them. And here we go. Kun Kun says it. Clyde just seems more realistic. He gets rid of the circus, the snatching away. Well, it just sounds crazy to Kun Kun. You see, it sounds crazy that people are taken up alive into the air to be with Christ, and the dead in Christ actually raised first. Nobody knows if they can see them or not, or if the rest of the world sees this, but it's done in the clouds. And Kun Kun just thinks that Clyde's much more realistic because he doesn't believe that. Nonsense. Nonsense. You've been waiting 40 years and nothing has happened. My God. Also, says Kun Kun, this snatching away seems so selfish. Leave loved ones to earth while you bugger off to the celestials. He sounds like an Englishman. While you bugger off to the celestials, whatever they are, why don't you look it up in the Bible? Do you have a Bible? Do you have a concordance? Find out what celestial is. Then you won't have to say, whatever they are. On we go. While you bugger off to the celestials, whatever they are, and never see your family again. Because in your own words, well, this is interesting. Let me know if anybody can remember me saying the following. In your own words, the celestials are far, far better than earth. You know, yes, I actually have said that, actually. Yeah, that's a great quote. Far, far better. Yeah. Yes, maybe parts of it now aren't so hot because we have powers of wickedness among the celestials. Paul gets into details there in Ephesians 6. So maybe there are parts of it that aren't so hot. But for us, upon being snatched away, it's going to be far, far better than earth. Earth is ruled by death. Death reigns on earth. Kun Kun, Kun Kun. Have you ever been to a funeral? Kun Kun, did you like the funeral? Do you want to see more funerals? Have you ever watched the news, Kun Kun? Have you ever heard of people getting killed or raped or kidnapped or tortured, including children? Do you like that, Kun Kun? What's your opinion of abortion? What's your opinion of war? My God. Kun Kun, you disappoint me. The snatching away seems so selfish. I didn't invent it. I'm glad you like the word seems in it. At least you put seems. I can't lie, Clyde. Seems more realistic. This is how it is to you, okay? You have some warped views. So at least you put seems in here. I appreciate that. Also, the snatching away seems so selfish. I can't help it. If I'm in the body of Christ and I happen to be alive, when the Lord returns, I'm going to be snatched away. It wasn't my decision. I didn't write the scriptures. I didn't write 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I didn't write that there were going to be a group of believers alive at the time the Lord returns. But there will be, obviously, unless God decides to wipe them all out, which Clyde believes is going to wipe out all members of the body of Christ. Until, according to Clyde, the consummation. That is, when the eons are over, then members of the body of Christ are made immortal. Yeah, it's not very realistic, is it? Well, Clyde seems more realistic than you, Martin. Okay, well, so I'm going to bugger off to the celestials. Is that kind of like sashaying? Is it kind of like just like this, swinging my arms like, that's right, I'm going to snatching away. I'm buggering off, man. I'm getting hell out of here. I don't want nothing to do with them earth people no more. Them freaking terrestrials. I'm freaking celestial, mofo. Is that what it means to bugger off to the celestials? I prefer the scriptural language, Kunkun. Scriptural language is, let's go, since you're not familiar with the passage, too familiar, you're not overly familiar with it. Let's get the right terminology. It's not bugger off. I've always stuck with scriptural terminology as much as possible, Kunkun. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Now, we do not want you to be ignorant. That would be you, Kunkun. Brethren, concerning those who are reposing, lest you may sorrow according as the rest also who have no expectation. See, I have an expectation. For if we are believing that Jesus died and rose, and we are, thus also those who are put to repose, that means they're dead, Kunkun, will God, through Jesus, lead forth together with him. For this we are saying to you by the word of the Lord, that we, the living, who are surviving to the presence of the Lord, should by no means outstrip those who are put to repose. That means those who are put to repose will rise first. For the Lord himself will be descending from heaven with a shout of command. This is verse 16, 1 Thessalonians 4. There I am talking like somebody's going to bugger off somewhere. Sorry about that. I'll get back to myself here. I'm going to bugger off to the celestials. Better than them than their terrestrials. If we are believing Jesus died and rose, thus also those who are put to repose will God through Jesus lead forth together with him. For this we are saying to you by the word of the Lord, that we the living who are surviving, there will be some people who will be alive, Kunkun, when Jesus Christ returns for the body of Christ. And Paul describes us as surviving to the presence of the Lord. Should by no means I'll strip those who are put. I know I just read that, but it's so nice. For the Lord himself will be descending from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the chief messenger, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall be rising first. Thereupon we the living who are surviving shall at the same time bugger off away to get... Oh, no. I thought for a second it said, so at the same time, bugger off away together with them in clouds to meet the Lord in the air. See, this verse doesn't say we're going to the celestials. You have to go to other verses to find out that our home is among the celestials. This is like when you're taking a flight and you have a stopover in another city. Like if I'm flying to from Fort Lauderdale to Ohio, say, and I have to stop in Atlanta first before I get to Ohio. Well, this is like a stopover on a flight. We're stopping in the air to meet the dead in Christ. And that's all this passage says. In 1 Corinthians 15, it finishes the story. And Ephesians 2:6 finishes the story. And our realm is inherent among the celestials. All these great passages that put the puzzle pieces together. So yes, we are going to the celestials, but no. Snatched away is what we're looking for, not bugger off. Okay, I just want to clarify that. And what is this, Kunkun? While your non-believing family members and friends are blocked from the realm where you live forever and ever. They're not blocked from that realm forever and ever. I never said that. You yourself said that people will be celestial or terrestrial even into the consummation and forever. Has anyone ever heard me say that? Of course, you know I have never said that because forever is not a scriptural phrase. I can't believe you don't know this, Kunkun. How long have you been watching my show? Maybe it's only been for a short time. You yourself said that people will be celestial or terrestrial even into the consummation and forever. Well, part of that is true. until the consummation. See, I don't know what happens after the consummation. It's not forever. We have no revelation what happens after the consummation. But those Israel saints who remain on the earth and who are establishing a kingdom on the earth with Christ when he returns to the earth after the snatching away, they will be terrestrial, yes, even into the consummation. I would put it this way, until the consummation, because when the kingdom ends, there's a new heavens and a new earth, and Israel will be on the new earth. The new Jerusalem that comes down to the new earth comes down from heaven, from the celestial realm. But it comes on the new earth. So I would still consider Israel's saints on the new earth to be terrestrials. So our place of living will be separate from our family forever. Sounds great. End quote. Oh boy. When have I ever said that our place of living will be separate from our family forever? You don't know about the salvation of all? You haven't been watching the show for very long, have you? The salvation of all. Our family members are eventually going to be saved. Cool, cool. This is God's plan to save all humanity. 1 Timothy 4:10, God is the savior of all humanity, especially of believers. Believers come in early. Unbelieving family members come in later. They're still going to be saved. We're not going to be separated from them forever. It's not my plan anyway. Kung kung, think about it. God separates people every day. Thousands and thousands of people die every day, and they're separated from their loved ones. Temporarily. It's temporary separation. And plus, I don't know if you've heard, apparently you haven't heard much, but I teach that after we're snatched away and our loved ones are left, which in many, if the loved ones aren't believers, that's going to happen. Well, I believe we will return to earth in our immortal capacity to assist them through. Isn't that comforting? I'm not the ass you think I am. I'm not the meanie. I'm not the family wrecker. I'm not the home wrecker you think I am, Coon Coon. I believe that we're going to come back and assist our family members. You have a verse for that, Zender? No, I don't. But I have two suggestions of it in the scripture. When Jesus raised from the dead, what did he do? Did he bugger off into the celestials and leave his family behind? He returned and hobnobbed on earth for 40 days with his disciples. See, you can bugger off to the celestials, but you can come back and hobnob with your family members. That's what Jesus did. Jesus didn't leave him high and dry. He came and explained stuff to him. And Joseph, when he was made second only to Pharaoh in Egypt, what did he do? He called his family toward him. And we know that there's a third thing. God is going to do above and beyond anything we're able to hope or expect or think. God is going to exceed our expectations, in other words. So, this is my, I got another letter after this one. I won't be able to get into it today. This is my response. Let's see if I can get through it. I was very happy to receive this letter from Coon Coon. I said, here in Mr. Coon Coon's post is the best evidence I've ever seen to show that those who dismiss the snatching away do so for emotional reasons, not logical reasons. No scripture here. I'm actually commenting to the audience at large, but I think I do address Coon Coon here shortly. No scripture here. You don't see any scripture from Coon Coon? No, no, no. Just human reasoning. Just wah-wah emotions dripping from the computer screen. Clyde just seems more realistic. That's emotional outrage number one. You've been waiting 40 years and nothing has happened. Outrage number two. The snatching away seems so selfish. Emotional outrage number three. Here comes emotional outrage number four. Leave loved ones on earth while you bugger off to the celestials. He's not done. Emotional outrage number five. Never see your family again. You think that'd be it, right? Oh, no, here's emotional outrage number six. Our place of living will be separate from our family forever. Forever. Never said that. It's not true. Blocked from, it's number seven. That's the number of perfection. Good job, Coon Coon. Emotional outburst number seven. Emotional outrage, whatever you want to call it. Blocked from the realm where you live forever and ever. And I said, you forgot to add and ever. Add a couple and evers there. It makes it more emotional. Is this the first time you've watched this show? No one is blocked from anyone forever and ever. Coon Coon. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Absorb it before Kuhn deletes it. I don't know if it's still there or not. Here's a classic disciple of Clyde Pilkington, prefers reasoning and emotional diatribes over scriptural revelation. These are the exact types of people who grasp onto teachings that eliminate the snatching away, such as the Acts 28 theory and the pre-kingdom kingdom theory. Their God is their bowels, Philippians 3:19. I believe that. Their God is their bowels. They worship their emotions and feelings rather than scripture. And their intuition and their gut, that's what the bowels is, their guts. They go with their gut, not with naked scripture. This is the last part of this letter, of my response I'll be able to read, but there's more, and I'll get to it tomorrow. Thank you for your patience. Kuhn makes so many erroneous statements here concerning never seeing family or friends again, as if a God who promises to exceed our every expectation would not allow us to see family and friends again. Cue the violin music for Kuhn. Also, 40 years and nothing has happened is exactly what the scoffers of 2 Peter 3:3 say. I have more of my response to Kuhn, and I appreciate his, I'm sure he's very understanding about me reading his letter. He posted it publicly, and so I am treating it as fodder for public discourse. And it's very helpful to see that my theory concerning those who get rid of the snatching away might be more than just a theory.